Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we complete the chapter with regards to the obligation of fasting in the month of Ramadan, and also the explanation of the virtues of fasting and whatever is related to it. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu anin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaba ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbih, muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who fasts in the month of Ramadan, motivated by faith and in expectation of reward, will have his past sins forgiven. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one who fasts in Ramadan, and the thing that motivates him, the thing that propels him to do this, is motivated by iman, by faith, and in expectation of reward from Allah Ta'ala, will have his past sins forgiven. How much Allah Ta'ala is willing to give us. Person is sinning and sinning, and he's such a sinful person. We're all sinful. Nobody can claim to be free of sins. But Allah Ta'ala is so kind, so merciful, that looking for every excuse, so to speak, to forgive us, give us so many opportunities so that we can get the forgiveness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So therefore it is important that when we are keeping the fast also in the month of Ramadan, that we have this type of ahadith in front of us. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man sama Ramadana imanu wa ihtisaba, that a person fasts in the condition of iman and with the hope of reward. So we must also hope for this rewards. Then we'll also be blessed inshallah with this rewards. So we must have that hope. One is a person just wakes up, has sadi, and he has no intention and he fasts like that. That is not the way we should be doing it. Have full hope that, oh Allah, make me from amongst those people that will have all the past sins forgiven. So here a person is fasting with, together with that expectation of rewards from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another thing we notice in this hadith, and we see sometimes hadith are like this, they quoted like this, the words are like this. So here they got, man sama Ramadana imanu wa ihtisaba, a person fasts in the month of Ramadan with iman. One thing we learn is that iman is a condition, is a shart for a person to get his sins forgiven, is a condition for a person to get reward. Some people say that so long as a person is good, it doesn't matter what religion he's following, Allah Ta'ala forgive us, Allah Ta'ala save us. We are living in that time and age where people are playing down religion with this interfaith movement and this Abrahamic accord, etc. What's happening is putting all the religions on one deen, all the religions of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Abrahamic accord. So all the religions are okay. So long as a person is following some religion, whether it's Christian, Judaism, Islam, and he's doing good deeds, that is good enough for him. But here what we see the hadith is saying, man sama Ramadana imana wa ihtisaba, is not just that a person is following some religion or just he has iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He brings full iman. In other words, here iman means all the tenets of iman a person brings, that is following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, believing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the final prophet. All this are part of the tenets of iman. So a person brings this, then he'll get this reward. So we have to be very, very careful in this time and age. Many people are losing the iman just because of this. They say, but that person is so good. He's not a Muslim, but he's so good. He got so good actions. So therefore, he will also go to Jannah, and that person will also be saved from Jahannam. Allah Pak forgive us, Allah protect us. This is a very important condition, iman. And therefore, we must be very careful to protect it. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَانَ فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ وَصُدِّفَتِ الشَّيْطَانِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that when Ramadan comes, the doors of Jannah are open, the doors of Jahannam are locked, and the shayateen are chained. Oh, beautiful. Ramadan is not too far away. It's just a matter of a stone, so to speak, a stone's throw away. Before we know it, the month of Ramadan will be here. So therefore, mentally, psychologically, we must already be preparing for the Mubarak month of Ramadan. So what this hadith is saying, that when Ramadan comes, the doors of Jannah are open, the doors of Jahannam are locked, and the shayateen are chained. One last hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, sumu li ru'yatihi, waftiru li ru'yatihi, فإن غبي عليكم فأكملوا عدة شعبان 30 متفق عليه وهذا لفظ البخاري وفي رواية لمسلم فإن غم عليكم فصوموا 30 يوما حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه نريت that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said commence fasting with the sighting of the new moon commence fasting with the sighting of the new moon لرؤيته صوموا لرؤيته وافطروا لرؤيته and end fasting with the sighting of the new moon if the new moon is concealed from you because of clouds then complete 30 days of Sha'ban this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling as this hadith comes in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif another narration in Muslim Sharif has this that if it is cloudy and you do not see it then fast for 30 days if it is cloudy and you do not see it then fast for 30 days so two things we learn from this hadith from amongst the many things is that sumu li ru'yatihi that fast when seeing the new moon sometimes people just use the scientific calculations beforehand they got the birth of the moon is at this time this is it so therefore automatically the calendar is prepared and this is already decided beforehand we've seen recently in Saudi and other places sometimes even before sunset before Maghrib Salah already is announced that Ramadan has started or tomorrow is Eid so we have to be very careful the hadith is very very clear sumu li ru'yatihi waftiru li ru'yatihi then begin fasting by seeing this word ru'ya means to see to physically see So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that start fasting by physically seeing, not by using some mathematical calculation, some scientific calculation. And also at the end of Ramadan, in other words, for Eid, look and physically see it. This is not based on some scientific calculation. And here Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, you see it. The command is sumu. You see it. In other words, don't look to see whether Makkah saw it, England saw it, America saw it. You see it. Is difference, I mean, discussion take place amongst the ulama that how far we go, to what extent we go for taking, etc. It's beyond today's discussion. But the fact is that we should be looking and seeing the moon and then we decide whether it is Ramadan, not Ramadan, Eid or not Eid. So therefore we must be very careful as time is going and as people are getting more and more accustomed to technology, these sort of things will start creeping in where people will just base it on scientific calculation, some astronomical research, etc. So therefore we have to base it on the eyes. Another thing that ulama explained, that here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about seeing it with the naked eye, with the physical eye, not to see it with the means and the use of astronomical lenses. People use telescopes, etc. to see it. Here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about simple, seeing it with the eyes and also looking at it for looking at it directly with the eyes. So Islam has stipulated the actual sighting, the ru'ya of the new moon as a principle for the determination of the commencement of Islamic months. This principle has been applied for the past 1400 years. The birth of the moon is determining factor for the commencement of the month. It is the duty of the Muslim Ummah to sight the moon. Astronomical calculations are not a substitute for sighting the moon. This is according to the consensus, ijma, of all the ulama, and it is the view of all the four mazhabs. There is no disunity if Ramadan and Eid are on different days in different parts of the world. Sometimes people say, no, for purposes of unity, everywhere we must have Eid the same time. There is no problem. If some people see the moon and they have Eid one day before, some people don't see it and they have Eid one day later, there is no harm. This business about for the sake of unity, therefore we have to join every person and every type of people, whether these people are on deen or not on deen, whether these people are against the basic teachings of Islam. This is not necessary. There is no such thing as it must be unity on the sighting of the moon. If we have Eid today and another place has Eid tomorrow, if some people see the moon and they accept the sighting, there is no harm. There should not be a situation where people have disunity because of the sighting of the moon. Unfortunately, this creates a lot of tension. But in Islam, there is nothing. It's simple. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is guiding us and telling us that when you see the moon, then you start fasting. You don't see the moon, then you don't fast. And it's cloudy, then it's 30 days. So you'll be fortunate in this country, alhamdulillah. We got ulama to guide us. But there's no such thing as the unity and disunity and people should be fighting over the moon. This is not the style of Muslims. We are there to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Him, and ultimately to do what is right in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a narration of Muslim Sharif that the Khalif Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu and the Muslims of Syria started starting Ramadan. So they started Ramadan on a Friday, whilst the Muslims in Medina Sharif began on Saturday due to different sightings of the moon. And there was no problem. This was in the time of Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, that in Syria, which is not too far away, they started on a Friday, and in Medina Sharif they began on a Saturday. So in history you will get situations like this. It doesn't mean that everyone now has to follow Makkah Sharif because we want to get one united fast or one united Eid throughout the Muslim Ummah. It doesn't work like that. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal this brings to end this chapter. Allah Ta'ala make it such that fasting becomes part and parcel of our life, and also make it such that the Mubarak month of Ramadan is coming, that we should already psychologically prepare for this month, prepare for it. In other words, try and get our account clear. Any gunas we committed, any sins we committed, try and ask people for maaf. Be careful that I mustn't cause it, I mustn't spoil it, so that when I go into the Mubarak month of Ramadan, I'm going in with a dirty slate. I should clean my slate, clean myself before the Mubarak month of Ramadan comes. So when the day comes and Ramadan starts, automatically I'm in the groove. I've already got my practices started. I've asked everyone for maaf. I'm trying to ensure to the best of my ability I don't commit any sins. Then when a person enters the month of Ramadan, that Ramadan is a very, very different Ramadan to a person just going with the flow. The night before he hears his first Taraweeh, and then he comes, as opposed to that person that's already psychologically preparing in for the month of Ramadan. When his Ramadan comes, that Ramadan has a very, very different effect. May Allah Ta'ala give us that Ramadan. Normally we read that kitab, the Ramadan of Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi and our pious elders. We see what a condition that they would go through in the month of Ramadan. Unbelievable condition, that they wouldn't have a second also to spare and waste time on anything. They would give it its fullest, but that preparation started before the month of Ramadan. Allah Pa give us all the tawfiq inshallah of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.